A former prisoner in Maple Ridge is trying to stop other women from reoffending. Mo Korchinski is a community-based researcher with a group called Women into Healing. She's conducting research on what's called post-incarceration syndrome, or PICS for short. PICS has been found to be one of the leading factors contributing to recidivism amongst former prisoners. I've reached Mo Korchinski to find out more about it. Hello, Mo.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi. Mo, you've been looking into this issue of post-incarceration syndrome. Can you tell us what it is?
PICS is a serious problem that contributes to relapse in addicted and mentally ill offenders who are released from correctional institutions.
Okay, and can you give us maybe a few symptoms? What are the symptoms of that?
Okay. PICS is a set of symptoms that are presented like anxiety, fear, panic attacks. It triggers post-traumatic stress disorders, antisocial personality traits, isolation, immobilized fear, and most of all, you think you're going crazy at times.
How would one get diagnosed with PICS?
For me, it's not well known here in Canada, but the states have done more studies on PICS. Is number one reason that I'm trying to get the word out.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a lot of research into what I went through and still go through at times.
And what happens, Mo, if someone has PICS?
For me, the first time I experienced PICS was when I was out on a temporary absence from jail. I was serving a 15-month sentence, and when I was 14 months, I was got a TA to go out, and I returned 3 hours early from suffering from major panic attacks I was going through. The second time, I just finished a two-year sentence and didn't understand why I couldn't go out of the house or without having panic attacks and feeling anxiety. And so I thought using drugs would help me get over the symptoms, but of course made it even worse.
Yeah. So I guess it's safe to say that this is something you've experienced.
Oh, yes.
Okay. How was it treated for you, Mo?
For me, it was with a lot of hard work and a lot of time. I didn't start to understand what I was going through until I found a woman who used to work at the old BCCW. Mm-hmm. She used to work with the Fed women, who used to help women integrate back into society. And I started seeing her once a week and going to anxiety depression groups and just learning how to breathing techniques and grounding myself, and kept telling myself I'll survive this.
Right. Well, why did you want to do research on PICS?
I started to get the word out about PICS because I've seen so many women who get released out of jail or back in a week's time, and they talked about what it was like for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get released and the family members want them to go to the P&E or the mall or family functions, and, you know, women just can't pick up their lives like normal people.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the reasons I know quite a few of the women have gone back out using, the pressure of trying to live in society when you don't even know what you're feeling, but anxiety and panic attacks, all you want to do is isolate.
Right. So are you actually doing research on women? Like, are you interviewing them to find out about PICS?
Not with this project. I'm actually just working on a question survey and going to put it into ethics next week and hopefully get that approved.
Awesome. So how about Women into Healing? How did you get involved with Women into Healing?
Well, I started doing research when I was in jail, trying to, you know, research and get sunglasses and baseball hats and yogurt and, you know, real milk. And so it was just something I was passionate about. And so when I got released, I got hooked up with Women into Healing. I've been doing that for 2 years.
Okay. So, Mo, how do you see PICS affecting the women in the province that have been incarcerated?
It's a huge problem for women in the province, as there's very little information out there for people who work in the field of addiction or treatment centers to understand what it's like to work with someone going through PICS. I mean, for me, it was the hardest thing for the treatment center I went through to understand the fear of me not being able to leave the house or to go to outside meetings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they felt like I spent more time dealing with my symptoms of PICS than helping me with my addiction.
So these women, like the women that you work with and that you speak with, do they tell you that they experience this?
I mean, we just did a power presentation at a college, and one of the girls just got out. She goes, oh, that's what I'm going through.
Right.
And once you understand what you're going through, you know, it's not so bad. You know, the fear is not so bad there, right? But no one even knows about this condition.
No. So, like, what would you do in order to direct? I mean, if you can identify with those problems, what would you do to direct them to get some help? Or do you think that they're open for that? Or?
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no one wants to live with anxiety and fear while they're out there, right? You know, especially trying to turn your life around. You know, and not for me, I didn't understand what was going on.
Great. So how many women are affected by, how many women prisoners would you say they're, are affected by post-incarceration?
You know, for this other research project I'm working on, mm-hmm. I'd say probably 60% of the women I see have anxiety, like as soon as they get released from the gates.
So do you think that this is an issue that warrants serious attention?
Oh, definitely. I mean, the biggest problem now is that, I mean, there's, Dale doesn't do, I mean, it's supposed to be rehabilitate women, you know. There's no reintegrating back into society anymore. They've stopped all this temporary absence for personal development or family contact out of the prison since the wardens have changed hands.
So how do you think the corrections could address the issue to, you know?
By integrating people back into society. I mean, you got people mm-hmm. down there doing year or two-year bits, mm-hmm. locked up, you know. And most of the women suffer from post-traumatic stress syndrome, so mm-hmm. throwing them in jail just brings it out even more.
Right.
You know, and being aware, you know, getting this information to the women so they understand what they're going through.
How do you think, Mo, that we in the community could help women?
Well, I think the community needs to be going into the jail, and the jail needs to be coming out to the community. I mean, that's the answer, right? They need people to go in there who have gone through it and to do workshops on it and explain it to these women.
Well, thanks. Great. Thanks very much, Mo.
No problem, Kelly.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you. Mo Korchinski is a community-based researcher in Maple Ridge. She studies a phenomenon called post-incarceration syndrome. To find out more about PICS, check out this website. It's Women Into Healing. So women, www.womenin2healing.org. So that's womenintohealing.org.